You're tuned into Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and I wanted to mix things up a bit this week. I got a short episode for you because I'm working on a massive project that's going to be coming out in roughly 2 weeks, but I wanted to keep you entertained in the meantime because that is why I am here. So, what do I love almost as much as movies? You might ask. Well, you don't have to ask because I have the answer right here. It is music. And I love listening to music. I love all kinds of music. And it's just like my jam. It's like my second jam next to movies. Well, maybe my third jam. Yeah. Like after video games and movies. But that's besides the point. Anyway. So yeah, what I'm going to do today, this is in no particular order. I'm just going to talk about some of my favorite instances of songs, popular songs or otherwise, being used in movies. And there's a few good ones. So it's like, it's either just a song being played at a particular moment in a film, which I just really like. Or alternatively, it could be a song being used in a movie to a greater purpose within the plot of the movie itself, which is also equally enjoyable. All right, so yeah, again, no particular order. This is just for fun. This is just a good bit of fun, and I'm going to jump right into it. Rush Hour. War. What is it good for? Right? Am I right? This is the same question that Knightsbridge was asking when they wrote this song, but better yet, this is the question that Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan were asking themselves when they were jamming out to this movie in the Rush Hour movies. And you just gotta love it when they are just jamming out to this song. And then there's a part at the end of, I want to say Rush Hour 1? Possibly when Jackie Chan starts singing it on the plane, and then Chris Tucker's character is like, no, stop it, stop it. And it's enjoyable. It's a fun movie overall. So moving on. Bad Boys, Bad Boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? The song we only know the chorus to because that's all Will Smith and Martin Lawrence's characters ever sang in both Bad Boys films. It also is coincidentally the theme to the show Cops. So yes, I literally just sang that to you. It's okay. We're probably gonna keep doing it. And I am terrible at singing, so I apologize. The Rocky movies. You know, of course, I was going to put Sylvester Stallone doing his crazy training montage to Eye of the Tiger on this list, because it's just an iconic moment in these movies. Like, I think we can all agree on that. Will Smith's movie raps. So remember in like the late 90s, Will Smith kept making raps for the movies he played in? Well, you know what? Some of them were good, some of them were weird, but all were pretty memorable. I'm looking at you, Men in Black. Oh yeah. And Footloose. The movie, obviously. The original Footloose, Kevin Bacon. What more could you want? But for real, the title song for this movie is just an instant classic performed by Kenny Loggins, because at the end of the day, everyone's got to cut foot loose. And Top Gun. All right, it's Tom Cruise. Again, what more could you want? Of course, I'm talking about the iconic tune of Danger Zone, also performed by Kenny Loggins. Fun fact, this song gets played like 3 times during this movie. And also, if they do not play Danger Zone in the Top Gun sequel, I'm going to be extremely disappointed. Groundhog Day. So imagine that an alarm was going off every day, the same day, over and over again, playing this song, I Got You, Babe. And you know what? That's exactly what happened to Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. And you can't help but feel for the poor guy, you know, because, man, there's such a thing as too much of a good thing is a bad thing. All right, here we go. Mulan. So there's a particular song in the Disney classic Mulan that in my experience has been like the most quoted Disney song ever. And I'm of course talking about Make a Man Out of You. Like, I've been at parties where people are just like sing along with this song. It's nuts and I love it every time. So you know what, maybe I'm wrong about is like the most quotable Disney song ever. Maybe I'm just hanging around with the wrong social circles, or maybe I'm hanging out with the right social circles. Who knows? So yeah, those are a couple fun ones, but I mean, these are all fun, but I got some more in-depth looks at some more music right here for you. Back to the Future. All right, here we go. So in the first Back to the Future, Marty McFly has to save his future by making sure his parents hook up in 1955, but he also inadvertently has to save the dance by playing in the band. After his parents kiss, he busts out Johnny B. Goode by Chuck Berry, which of course hadn't been invented yet. In fact, this whole transaction causes a paradox because Marty playing the song inspired the original artist because his relative who was at the dance calls Chuck Berry. So if Marty never went back in time, then Chuck Berry would never have heard Marty play his song and been inspired to write it in the future. And now my head hurts. Moving on. And while on the topic of Back to the Future, we cannot, of course, forget The Power of Love and Back in Time by Huey Lewis and the News. Fun fact, in the first Back to the Future movie, the folks judging the bands at the high school audition was actually Huey Lewis and the News band members. And speaking of Huey Lewis and the News, there's a particular scene in a movie called American Psycho where one of their songs, Hit to Be Square, plays a pivotal role in the film. If you've seen this movie, then you know exactly which scene I am talking about. All right. Baby Driver is still undisputedly my favorite movie of 2017, even though it got robbed of all three of the Oscars it should have won. This movie relies on the soundtrack so much because the movie basically is the soundtrack. The main character, Baby, has tinnitus, so he drowns out the ring in his ears with music. So what he hears is what we hear during the entire movie, and it's just so well executed with the editing and the cuts, and it's just a thrill ride, especially during the first car chase. Also, when they play Brighton Rock by Queen during the final chase. It's just so much fun. I enjoy this movie every time through and through, and I would still highly recommend you go see it. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 and 2. Of course, these films are going to be on this list, especially in the first Guardians of the Galaxy, when we first meet Star-Lord for the first time and he busts out his cassette player and the movie opens with Come and Get Your Love. It's kind of at this point you realize what kind of movie this was going to be, which is totally awesome, by the way. Volume 1 also includes songs like Hooked on a Feeling and Escape. And Volume 2 is kind of just expected that this trend would continue. So we still get a lot of fun songs like Mr. Blue Sky, Fox on the Run, and Brandy. And just the two movies combined are just so much fun. And I can't wait to see which songs are going to make Awesome Mix Volume 3. All right, School of Rock. Obviously, School of Rock is a movie with a ton of music in it. But there's a fun bit where they play Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin on their way to the Battle of the Bands. So, plus Jack Black is insane and he's just like driving this van, like singing with Immigrant Song. It's a fun scene, all right. And also, more recently in Thor Ragnarok, the song got featured twice. Of course, this doesn't sit well with Jack Black, who on Twitter challenged Chris Hemsworth to a battle of jams. And I'm not sure what that even is. I just remember watching the video, and I'm pretty sure nothing came of it. This is probably one of my favorite uses of a song on this list. Star Trek Beyond. So towards the end of the film, they have to defeat the swarm ships. So they use Sabotage by Beastie Boys to destroy them, and it was pretty freaking epic because it's an appropriate song for the moment. And there was explosions everywhere, but it is also a callback to the first new Star Trek movie when young Kirk steals his stepdad's Corvette and cranks up the same song before driving it into a canyon. Also, from the movie Selma, we have the song Glory by Common and John Legend. This song won Best Original Song in the 2015 Oscars, which was well-deserved because it was just such a powerful song and a well-performed one. You know what? I'm not even going to tell you what movie this is from because Everything is awesome. Moving on. I'm actually ending on Ready Player One, a movie I just recently saw, which I also really enjoyed. So if you care about what songs are in Ready Player One as a spoiler, then I'm sorry, but we're going there. The movie opens up with Jump by Van Halen, which is just a really fun tune to begin with, and it kind of just sets the initial mood of the movie before things get really crazy, and it's just a lot of fun. And then the final battle sequence opens up with We're Not Gonna Take It by Twisted Sister, which is also just another classic rock song. The soundtrack to Ready Player One, honestly, was just pretty stellar through and through. That is just some of the many, 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 many great uses of songs and films. And you know what? Obviously, I've only touched on a handful here. I probably missed a few. So if you want to tell me which ones I missed, feel free to comment and share and all that jazz. Also, make sure you are hitting that subscribe button on wherever you might be listening this to. And make sure you follow the Facebook page. Fastest way to get there is in the search bar, Facebook.com/DJAceCC, and you'll find it. Thanks for listening to Cinema Central. I'm DJ Ace. I'll be back next week, and then the week after that, I'm going to have a big podcast for you. So stay tuned for that, and have a good week.
Booyah!